sharpen the axe. The word sharpen implies a principle to life. Things become dull. When used enough, that which once was sharp loses its sharpness. It becomes worn. This is true of tools like an axe or a saw. This is true of our bodies, our muscles, and our mind. Solomon spoke of sharpened dull in Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 10. It's foolish to continue to try and chop wood with a dull axe. It will require more effort, each swing requiring more and more energy. This means the worker will work that much harder with every blow. His strength and his energy will be spent quicker. His work will take longer, meaning that he may not produce as much wood as before. And when we're tired and fatigued, yet we insist on continuing to work, that's when mistakes happen. We get sloppy. We overlook the obvious. People get hurt. The work suffers. The simple analogy represents so many of us today. We're running on empty. With the many demands from work, home, and church, we find ourselves stretched thin. We find ourselves in burnout, unmotivated, sloppy, neglectful, short, and rude in our attitudes. When we continue in our roles and in our duties, when we are dull, everyone suffers. The work suffers, our relationships suffer, we suffer. In order to take care of others, you have to take care of yourself. You need to make time to sharpen your axe. We see this with the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. She was working for her family, but to take care of her family, this woman took the time to care for herself. She made herself strong, verse 17 and verse 25. She made clothes for herself, in verse 22. She feared the Lord, which showed she pursued her own relationship with God, in verse 30. We also see this with Jesus. One of the common things we see in Jesus is that he often got away by himself. Jesus took time to be by himself and talk with his Father. Something I find interesting is how often Jesus traveled to Bethany. He had friends there, friends that he loved dearly, Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Before the cross and before his ascension, Jesus traveled to Bethany, perhaps to comfort and be comforted by loved ones. What about you? Has your axe become dull? Are you burnt out? Don't keep plowing on ahead. It's not selfish or inconsiderate to spend time building up yourself. In order to properly care for your work and those under your care, you must take care of yourself. Do you remember the instructions given on an airplane? If the cabin pressure drops, the oxygen masks will drop from the passengers to use. But if you have small children, put your mask on first. You will not be able to care for others if you're struggling. I mean, what a principle. If I'm going to care for those under my charge, I need to ensure that I take care of myself. Don't go swinging a dull axe. Sharpen your axe. Take care of yourself. Get the rest and encouragement you need, then you'll be in a greater position to care for others. This may mean taking some time to rest, stopping the work, getting away, turning off the phone, and letting your mind and body relax. This may mean exercise. You'll feel your best when your body is in shape. This may mean getting away, taking a vacation, going on a date with your mate, reading a good book, spending time with good friends you look up to who can offer good advice in your area of work. The point is, you need to make time to sharpen your axe. Rest, renew yourself, and then return refreshed, ready to get back to the work. You've heard it said before, work smarter, not harder. Well, you'll be able to do both once you are refreshed. Sharpen your axe, my friends.